from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 8 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo. Topping our report this hour, as President Trump boarded Air Force One before landing in Washington, D.C. on Sunday, he took questions about his planned tariffs, his reaction to Russian President Putin's comments about Ukraine's wartime leader President Zelensky, and the possibility of a third term that Trump raised himself. ABC reported the conversation, and Trump gushed about supporters telling him to think about another 4 years in the White House, but he had to get through these next four first.
I want to talk about it. I'm just telling you, I have had more people say, please run again. They said, we have a long way to go before we even think about that.
Serving three terms as president is strictly prohibited by the Constitution under the 22nd Amendment. A new study is linking salty foods with depression.
Scientists in China say they found a link between high-salt diets and depression-like behavior in mice. In a study published last week, the scientists found that excessive salt intake can trigger immune responses in the brain that can lead to behaviors resembling depression. The study says mice fed with high-salt diets displayed heightened anxiety and behavioral despair, like being motionless. They say it's not the first study to link high-salt diets and depression, but it is the first to offer a potential explanation for the connection. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
And speaking of food, a series of bills aimed at combating eating disorders were recently approved by the state assembly. Under one bill, health insurers would be prevented from using a person's body weight as a factor in determining coverage for an eating disorder. Another approved requires that those running interscholastic and collegiate sports programs, like coaches and athletic trainers, complete a student-athlete eating disorder awareness training program. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to nj1015.com and click on demand. And how's that weather looking? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast coming up now. New Jersey Fast Track.
For tonight, mostly cloudy and breezy. After some showers and gusty thunderstorms early on, that can bring the threat for flooding, downpours, hail, and damaging wind gusts. Will clear out late with lows in the lower 40s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, a cooler day overall. Highs generally in the middle 50s. For tomorrow night, mainly clear, lows in the lower 30s. And heading into Wednesday, more clouds and sun. Breezy for the afternoon with a high near 50 degrees. Temperatures begin to rebound into Thursday. Perhaps some showers and thunderstorms returning to the area. Let me meteorologist, Matt Benz.
65 in Hackensack, 73 in New Brunswick, and 74 in Evesham. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.